This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Russia is preparing for a tense presidential election on Sunday. Opposition groups claim the government of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is planning to commit massive voter fraud. And both the government and its opponents say they're developing methods of monitoring the polls, as NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow.
Russia's current culture of protest sprang directly from popular anger over allegations of widespread fraud in the parliamentary elections in December. Those allegations, backed up by videos of vote rigging that were posted on the internet, brought tens of thousands of people to the streets. Russia's ruling establishment was shaken by the protests, so much so that the government announced a scheme to ensure election fairness. The government says it has installed webcams in all the country's more than 90,000 polling places, so the key parts of the voting process can be monitored live and recorded for later review. Nikolai Konkin gestures toward a computer screen in his office at Russia's Central Election Commission. He's the commission secretary, and he's showing how the system is supposed to work. It's all transparent, Konkin says, because two cameras will keep the process in view from the time voters enter the polling place until the final count is reported at the end of the day. But his demonstration is a video that was made under optimal conditions at a model polling place. Opposition groups say video cameras may help to deter the most blatant kinds of ballot box stuffing, but they're not going to be very useful in combating one of the most common types of fraud, so-called carousel voting. That's where groups of voters are driven from one polling place to another using absentee ballot forms to cast multiple votes. Most of all, critics say they distrust the system because it was set up by the very people who were accused of vote rigging in December. Lack of trust in the voting system is what has brought more than 100 people here to an ornate lecture hall at Moscow International University. Vasily Tovstonogov says he's here because he doesn't like being tricked, and he feels that's what happened during the election in December. The 26-year-old television writer has come to a training session for election observers put on by a group called Citizen Voter. The trainer promises the participants that by the end of the session, they'll know more about Russia's election laws than the officials at the polling places. He spices up his presentation with video showing officials at a provincial polling place trying to turn observers away. It's set to music by the wild man singer Sergei Shnurov and his band Leningrad. The first verse has Shnurov promising to stay sober all day so he'll be ready to vote in the elections tomorrow. Most of the participants here are young, like Katya Gulina, who's come with her twin sister. They see something historic in what they're doing, something they can be proud of in later life.
To say to my son or my children that I did something to stop this bad behavior of our government.
The stakes are high for all sides. Vladimir Putin is expected to win on the first round, but he faces the embarrassing possibility that he might not do well in his own capital, Russia's largest city. Rumors are circulating among opposition groups that Putin supporters will try to boost his numbers by bringing in voters from other cities and having them vote absentee ballots in Moscow. For his part, Putin has said he believes opponents will try to fake evidence of election fraud, then blame it on the government. All sides say they'll be watching. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.